everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Hey, Laura, how are you feeling today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm feeling okay. I had a bit of a cold last week, though.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Me too. I can't imagine what it would be like to be sick all the time.
Or be sick and not know what's wrong with you.
Oh, that would be so terrible. I mean, with all our medical knowledge today, it must be scary to know something's wrong with you, but not know what it is.
Actually, I think that's what our article is about today.
Oh, really? Well, let's look at it now and see what it's all about.
Great, let's take a look.
Okay.
Reading.
Brain on Fire. Susanna's Strange Diagnosis.Susanna Cahalan felt strange. Everything along the busy New York streets seemed louder and brighter. The left side of her body was numb. Susanna tried to ignore it. She went to her office, where she worked as a journalist. However, for no reason, she burst into tears at her desk. Moments later, she brushed it off. Susanna certainly wasn't upset anymore.She was excited. She even skipped down the hall. Once she was home, Susanna had her first seizure. She woke up in a hospital bed and began experiencing hallucinations and delusions. She thought the very doctors who were caring for her were out to get her. Susanna's health became worse over the next 2 weeks. She stopped sleeping.Refused to eat and paced the halls. She became unable to read and could barely speak. Finally, Dr. Sohel Najjar was able to diagnose her strange illness. The right side of her brain, which controls the left side of the body, was inflamed. It was as though Susanna's brain was on fire.
So we meet the main character of our article today in the first line. It reads, Susanna Cahalan felt strange.
Okay, so 一开始我们就来认识我们今天文章的主角。名字叫做 Susanna Cahalan. 她感觉好像有点怪怪的哦。So what's wrong?
Well, the article says, everything along the busy New York streets seemed louder and brighter.
Okay, 这里我们就来看一下到底什么东西很 strange, 很怪哦。他说在这个纽约啊繁忙的街道上啊一切都好像音量变得越来越大声然后呢哦颜色也越来越亮 bright.
Well, the article continues to explain what Susanna was feeling. It says, the left side of her body was numb.Now, the word numb means that you have no feelings when you touch something or when something touches you.
Oh, okay. 好，我们先来认识一下 numb 这个字的发音哦。注意哦，它跟其实我们的大拇指 thumb 后面的 b 都是 silent, 是不发音的哦。而我们来看一下 numb 是到底是什么意思哦，其实就是麻木的意思哦。那另外再补充一个，提到麻木，有时候我们可能坐很久，对不对？然后只因为这个血液循环不好，突然就感觉好像麻麻的，然后有很多的小小的针在刺你，这样子一种很类似的感觉。英文很有趣哦，这样子的脚突然睡着了或是麻木，我们可以说 I've got pins and needles 来表示哦，真的很不舒服的感觉。OK， 好了，我们回来。待会刚刚的课文是提到哦，这个 Susanna 她左侧的身体竟然 numb 麻木了。Wow, I don't know what I would do if that happened to me.
Me neither. Well, Susanna didn't know either. The article says Susanna tried to ignore it. Now our first vocabulary word here is ignore. Ignore is a verb and it's spelled I-G-N-O-R-E. Ignore.It means to pretend that you have not noticed someone or something. For example, After Jill got in a fight with her brother, she ignored him for the rest of the day.
Ooh, okay. Ignore 当然就是指这个不理会啦，或者是忽视这样子的意思哦。Okay, 比方像是 the phone rang, but she ignored it. Ooh, okay, 为什么她不想去接吧？可能在吵架哦。Okay, 好了，回到课文提到就是 Susanna, 她试图不去理会这一切哦。
Well, next the article says, she went to her office where she worked as a journalist.
Wow, okay, 所以她左边已经麻木了，可是她还是怎么样，她前往自己作为一名 journalist, 就是记者所工作的办公室哦。
Well, something strange happened at work, though. The article goes on to say, however, for no reason, she burst into tears at her desk.Now, here we see the phrase, burst into. It means to start doing something suddenly. So at work, Susanna suddenly started crying.
Oh, that's no good, okay. 我们先来看一下 burst into, 有着突然爆出，可能后面它通常是接像是 burst into laughter or burst into tears,、就是在我们课文里面突然爆出可能笑声啦或者是哭声哦。Okay, 所以课文提到的是，但是毫无来由的哎，这个 Susanna 却在她的桌子前面就是放声大哭。
Then something even stranger happened. The article tells us, moments later, she brushed it off.
Wow, okay, 可是呢更怪的事来咯。不久后她却又怎么样漠视刚刚发生的一些的一切事情，好奇怪哦。
Now, brush something off is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Aaron, what's wrong?
Oh, the cute boy I like told me that he thought my sweater was ugly.
What? He doesn't sound very nice. You should ignore him.
You're right. He wasn't very nice. But sometimes it's really hard to brush mean things like that off.
Brush them off? Your sweater looks fine to me. Let me see if I can brush anything dirt off of you.
No, my sweater is fine. When you brush something off, you refuse to listen to what someone says or refuse to take them seriously.
Oh, so brush something off means 漠视.
That's right.
Well, I think your sweater is beautiful.
Aw, thanks, Vina. That's such a nice thing to say. I sure won't brush that off anytime soon.
Don't need to.
The article next says, Susanna certainly wasn't upset anymore. She was excited. Now, here we see the word upset. Upset is an adjective and it's spelled U-P-S-E-T. It means to be very sad, worried, or angry about something. For example, Hallie's mother got upset when Hallie forgot to call and say she'd be late.
I hate it when that happens, when you don't call somebody when you're going to be late. Okay, so upset, 我们来看一下这个字哦，它只是指心烦的啦，或者是苦恼的，有时候可能还有带点不高兴哦，这样的意思哦。For example, I was so upset with him, I didn't call him for 2 weeks. Okay, 另外我们再补充一个有趣的有关 upset 的用法哦，就是如果你听到这种说法说 I have an upset stomach, 是什么呢？是肚子它很苦恼不开心吗？不是哦， if you have an upset stomach, you have an unpleasant feeling in your stomach because of illness or because of something you have eaten.
Oh, feel very good.
I know, 原来 to have an upset stomach 就是肚子不舒服啦。For example, I had an upset stomach after eating all those cookies. Okay, 所以回到课文提到是 Susanna 肯定呢她不再感到伤心沮丧了，因为接下来她感到的是非常的兴奋。
Well, we know now she's excited. The article continues by saying a bit more. It says, she even skipped down the hall. Now, the vocabulary word here is skip. Skip is a verb and it's spelled S-K-I-P, skip. It means to move forward with quick steps and jumps. For example, the girls skipped around the park, laughing while they played together.
OK, 接着 Susanna 开始又出现了一些比较不寻常的一些就是动作，她甚至呢因为她非常兴奋，刚刚我们前面看到是这样，可是她兴奋到在走廊间蹦蹦跳跳的。没错，其中提到的 skip 在这里就有蹦蹦跳跳的意思。 OK, 那它是个动词，那想到跳的话，大家可能会联想到跳绳，对不对？英文其实跟 skip 当然是有关的，就是 skipping rope、
mm-hmm.
OK, now the word skip actually has a lot of meanings.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it can mean to not do something that's usual or expected.
Mm-hmm.
For example, okay, you skip your breakfast. Okay, so skip 其实这个字还有很多的意思，它有 略过或是漏掉的意思。像是刚刚提到的，如果你早上不吃早餐，就是 skip your breakfast.、
Mm-hmm.
那再看口语当中提到的 skip school or skip class、
Ooh.
是什么意思呢？ It's really bad.、
Mm-hmm.
没错，就是翘课啦。
Yeah. Your parents won't like that. Now, the second paragraph of the article begins by saying, once she was home, Susanna had her first seizure. Now, a seizure is what happens when a person cannot control the movements of their body. It usually shows that something is seriously wrong with you.
OK, seizure 在这里呢其实就有着像是癫痫 OK, 突然发作这样的意思，所以她一回到家 Susanna 呢便第一次癫痫发作。 That's terrible, what happened after that?
Well, the article tells us she woke up in a hospital bed and began experiencing hallucinations and delusions. Now, hallucinations are things that you see that are not really thereAnd delusions are when you believe that something about yourself or your situation is different than it really is.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Okay.
所以接着课文提到呢 ,OK, 这个 Susanna 在一间医院的病床上醒来，但是此后她开始经历呢幻觉还有妄想诶。所以刚刚有 Anna 老师有补充到 hallucination 其实就是一个幻觉 OK, 可是 delusion 比较恐怖，我觉得它会妄想，就是很多东西你幻想出来你会觉得那是真实的。
Oh, sounds like Susanna's having a tough time.
Right.
The article also says she thought the very doctors who were caring for her were out to get her. Now let's look at the phrase be out to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It means you aim to get or do somethingBut when we say the doctors were out to get her, we're actually saying that the doctors are trying to hurt her.
OK. 所以我们来看一下 care for. 后面我们可以接人或者是像小动物啦，因为它有照顾照料的意思。So you can care for elderly people or cats or your children even. OK, 那 be out to do something 有着打算怎么样，企图如何。但是课文提到的 the doctors were out to get her, 这里是指呢 Susanna 她因为有那个妄想症嘛，所以她认为那些照顾她的医生们都是有意来伤害她的。Okay, of course, they weren't out to get her.
No, no, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susanna's situation gets even worse. The article says Susanna's health became worse over the next 2 weeks.
That's no good. Susanna 的健康接下来的两个星期开始逐渐恶化。
It also says she stopped sleeping, refused to eat, and paced the halls.
所以她不睡觉啦，拒绝进食，还会在通道间徘徊。
And then the article says, she became unable to read and could barely speak. Now, a lot of really bad things happened here. Now, let's look at the word barely first. Barely is an adverb, and it's spelled B-A-R-E-L-Y, barely.It means to only just be able to do something, because it's difficult to do.
OK, 我们来看一下 barely 这个字哦，其实它有仅仅、几乎、没有这样子的意思哦。OK, 所以回到课文，他提到就是说 Susanna 变得无法阅读，也几乎说不出话来了。OK, 那我们来看一下 barely 还可以怎么用呢？像是 I barely have time to eat my lunch. That means I almost don't have time to eat my lunch.、
Mm-hmm. Well, then some good news.、
Mm-hmm.
The article says,Finally, Dr. Suhail Nadar was able to diagnose her strange illness. Now we see the word diagnose. It means to find out what illness a person has after some tests.
太棒了，最后呢、哦、这个 Suhelnaja 医生呢终于可以诊断出 Susanna 她奇怪的这个病症。 OK， 这里其实呢我们来看到了 diagnose 就是有诊断的意思。
The article explains a bit further. It says the right side of her brain, which controls the left side of the body, was inflamed. Now when part of your body is inflamed, it is red and swollen or much larger than usual.
OK， 这里我们来看一下它到底是出了什么问题。原来呢它掌控左侧身边的右侧大脑发炎了。这里我们看到 inflamed 这个字就有发炎的啦，或有红肿的意思，就像刚刚 Anna 老师所补充有 swollen S-W-O-L-L-E-N 这样的意思哦，同样有红肿的意思。Okay, so she has an inflamed brain, 发炎的脑。
Let's finish off the article to learn a little bit more. It says, it was as though Susanna's brain was on fire. So her brain was larger than usual, and it was red and hot, almost like it was burning.
Oh, okay, 好啦，那就是这个其实我们真的无法感同身受，因为呢，课文提到好像这个 Susanna 的大脑就好像起火了一般呢。 As though 就是有仿佛好像的意思。 That sounds really terrible, I can't imagine. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today, so let's ask, let's go to our For You Chat question.
Great idea.
For You Chat.
Now our For You Chat question today is, have you or someone you know ever experienced a serious health problem? And what happened?
Actually, my mom, she's suffering from Parkinson's disease.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if some of you out there know actually what this is. 就是帕金森症. Okay, so some signs and symptoms may include like tremor.
That's shaking,
yeah,
right?
Shaking, 就是你手啊或是脚会抖. Okay, basically, one very obvious sign is that you have this tremor of your hand when it's relaxed.
Yes.
Okay. Also, slow movement of course. But luckily, she had a brain surgery last year, and that's for a deep brain stimulation. So, yeah, now she could actually walk more steadily by herself.
So, it worked.
Yeah,
a little bit, at least.
Yeah, it worked. Okay. So, what about you? Do you know anyone who has...like really bad diseases?
Not anymore, but I mean my grandfather, when he was much older, he's gone now, but he always had very serious diseases. He had problems with his heart, he had problems with his ears, he had problems with his diabetes, which is when you have too much insulin in your blood, can't eat a lot of sweets sort of thing. So in the end...It was almost better when he passed away because he was always sick, and that's no fun to watch, so.
Okay, that's really sad to know.
But that's okay. I mean, he was quite old, so.
Okay, well, so you guys, maybe you can have a chat about this question, and we'll be back tomorrow, that's right. Okay, so until tomorrow, I'm Laura.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Brain on fire. Susanna's strange diagnosis.Susanna Cahalan felt strange. Everything along the busy New York streets seemed louder and brighter. The left side of her body was numb. Susanna tried to ignore it. She went to her office, where she worked as a journalist. However, for no reason, she burst into tears at her desk. Moments later, she brushed it off. Susanna certainly wasn't upset anymore.She was excited. She even skipped down the hall. Once she was home, Susanna had her first seizure. She woke up in a hospital bed and began experiencing hallucinations and delusions. She thought the very doctors who were caring for her were out to get her. Susanna's health became worse over the next 2 weeks. She stopped sleeping.Refused to eat and paced the halls. She became unable to read and could barely speak. Finally, Dr. Sohel Najjar was able to diagnose her strange illness. The right side of her brain, which controls the left side of the body, was inflamed. It was as though Susanna's brain was on fire.
Vocabulary Review. Ignore. The father told his daughter to just ignore the kids who teased her at school. Upset. I was really upset to hear that my aunt had become so sick so quickly. Skip. At the end of the movie, the two children joyfully skipped through the flower fields. Barely. Don't give little Aaron that huge novel for his birthday. He can barely read.